The psalmist says in Psalm 32:7 to the Lord, "You are my hiding place, and you preserve me from trouble." Many of you probably remember that song, "You are my hiding place." And you might realize why I'm a preacher and not a singer, but it's a beautiful word that just, I connect with God when I recognize that in my weakness, His strength is perfected, that we can't connect with God unless we come to in that place of dependency, that place of weakness, and that place of humility. The psalmists knew that. That's why they related to the Lord as their hiding place. "You are my hiding place," the psalmist says to the Lord. "You preserve me in trouble." You know, Paul was saying the same thing when he said of the Lord, he said, "I'll therefore boast of my weakness rather than my strength, because when I'm weak, you are strong." In other words, when we realize our need for His protection, when we realize our need for Hashem's covering, when we recognize that He is our hiding place, that we abide under the shadow of His wings, under the shelter of His protection, when we walk in that, we're walking in reality. Because the truth is, we are vulnerable in this world aside from God. I mean, there are so many things, right, that are out of our control. I mean, you could get struck by lightning, you could get killed in a car wreck, you could get struck down by a plague at any moment. It's only Hashem's protection. It's only Father God's covering. It's only because He's our hiding place, beloved, that our life is preserved. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean that we'll never have any trouble, but if you and I only knew how many troubles God protected us from and preserved us in, beloved, Father God loves you today. He wants you to know that you have a hiding place in Him. He wants you to know that you can lay your head down on your pillow at night knowing that Father God truly is your hiding place. I love you. God bless you, beloved ones, and we'll see you next week.